This is Chanel Bunger with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Managing Partner of MBM Advantage, Mark Pisakovich. Mark, can you take a moment and give us an update on what's currently happening in the cannabis industry space?
Yeah, I think as summer begins, I think we're seeing really some troubling trends with the, at least in terms of the stocks of some of these biggest companies, cannabis companies in the country. I think, generally speaking, everybody's seeing their stocks tank, or at least shrink, and that's really, really concerning, especially at a time when a lot of these companies are using stock to expand in markets where, like Illinois, where I am, a lot of licenses for cannabis dispensaries and craft grow facilities are going to sort of come online, will be, you know, given out by the government, hopefully in the next month or two. And a lot of these deals that are sort of being contemplated really include significant amounts of stock, because getting capital in the cannabis industry was always difficult, given that it's federally illegal. But as interest rates have gone up, you know, money has come, has become even harder to come by. And so in order to grow, the cannabis companies in many instances were counting on their stock as part of these deals. And most companies generally start by offering more stock and less cash, and, you know, generally negotiate from there. But now it's, you know, it's really interesting. Are they going to still use stock at a significantly discounted price, or what are they going to do? So not only does this affect their current value, I think in a lot of ways it also messes with sort of the main imperative of most cannabis companies in the country, which is to acquire and grow. So it's a very tough time. The energy sector is still, you know, hurting, which is bad for the cannabis industry, which is really highly energy and resource intensive. That, along with the shrinking stock values and the hamper that puts on deals that allow these companies to grow and continue to be you know, of interest in the market, is diminished. So it's a tough time in the cannabis world right now, at least at the corporate level. You know, I think consumers, generally speaking, are happy, although a lot of states still have really high cannabis costs. And what that is doing is allowing the illicit market to continue largely unaffected. So it's the prices are high. It's a lot of people still find it easiest to just to go to their guy around the corner or whatever, or make a call and have it dropped off. Sales are sort of stagnating or shrinking in significant markets, and that's not helping either. So all in all, a very bearish perspective on in the cannabis world and, you know, over the coming months.
Thank you for that. So a lot of legislative red tape and supply and demand issues. We're all hoping that this will kind of work itself out in the future, but we'll continue to keep a close eye on it. And thank you for updating us on that. Thanks, Mark.
My pleasure. Always good to be with you.